Introduction. Isn't it amazing how excited everyone gets when the national lottery prizes reach multi-millions of or even $1 billion? It is easy to understand why people go crazy buying tickets when the prize levels get so high. Everyone dreams of being the nation's next millionaire. At the very essence of lottery fever is greed, the desire to obtain massive levels of riches. We have heard the stories of people who actually ended up worse off after winning the lottery. The Penny Hoarder website offered the following cautionary tale about one winner of a massive lottery prize. Jack Whitaker was already a millionaire when on Christmas of 2002, he won $314.9 million, the biggest single-person lottery win in history. He opted for a lump sum payment, which after taxes left him with $93 million. His contracting business, which employed over 100 people, provided a great living, but his humble lifestyle meant few people knew how much he made. The lottery winnings were apparently a different kind of income. Whitaker spent money at strip clubs and casinos. He gave millions to charities. His habit of leaving cash in his car resulted in thefts of $545,000 one time and $100,000 another, and his house was robbed. He showered gifts and cash on his beloved 16-year-old granddaughter, who spent much of the money on drugs. A year later, she was found, apparently murdered. Whitaker rarely speaks to the press now, and some reports say he is broke. When asked if life was easier before his big win, he said, "Yeah, it was a lot easier then." Mr. Whitaker's supposed reward of winning the lottery ended up being a severe punishment. A moral of this story can be summed up in these words: Lord, give me wisdom to appreciate and handle what I already have.